The One Piece! The One Piece is real!
Can we get much higher?
So high!
I told you. Yeah, that's where that ends. There we go. Yo, it's Thursday, September 28th, and we are...
Just hanging.
Just hanging out. Do you like that new intro?
Are we keeping that from now on?
No, it's a special occasion. We're talking about One Piece today.
God, I never thought we'd reach this point.
Was it like 3 weeks too late? Does anyone even care about this show still?
It's gotta be more.
Well, in true Just Hanging fashion, we are talking about something that's fashionably
late.
That is an understatement. But we're here to talk about the One Piece live action, because late is better than never.
We do a lot of never as well, so let's just not say that.
Huffing the copium. welcome to Just Hanging, your favorite indie podcast.
Coming
recorded
from Siggy's
in Siggy's room. Yeah, there you go. That's the tagline.
We finally got back to first place. We were down bad.
To what?
There was like a dog that came by and like recorded some fucking sounds and beat us.
Christ.
It had 75% female viewership. It was pretty wild.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Where's this bit going?
Nowhere. Okay. Keep going.
All right. Well, we're here to talk about the One Piece live action. We'll do the usual Rotten Tomatoes. We'll do some takes on the cast, the story. So, do you want to kick it off with the tomato meter?
Yep. Let's get started.
Okay. Let me
hit the button.
Let me get that going. All right. It's time for everybody's favorite game show.
Yes. That tomato meter. Love this show.
Everybody does. Jesus, come on down. Why don't you take a stab at it?
It might take a while. I'm kind of far. Wait. People won't get out the way.
All right. Why are you being so silly today?
I am a rubber man.
What is going on? The show's off the rails.
Hey,
only 2 minutes in.
Allow me to take this one off the rails. You usually take it off the rails.
Okay. We're off the rails already.
It started off the rails.
Okay, well, it's time to play Guess That Tomato Meter, Jesus. Which one do you want to do first?
Critics.
Critics. Okay, out of 59 reviews.
Only 59.
Let's guess that tomato meter.
85.
85, you say?
Yes.
Yeah, that's 86.
Woo.
That's actually spot on. But let's see if you get as lucky with the audience score.
Probably not.
Three shots at it. To keep your streak alive.
90.
What's our plus minus?
I think it's like three.
Two or three?
I think it's, two or three.
Okay, we're still wrong. No.
Thanks for asking before you fucking
hit the button.
I just
wanted to make sure.
94.
95. Fuck. Oh, I didn't say out of how many. 10,000 plus people that gave their information
10,000?
To this website. Yeah.
That's a lot.
There's a lot of One Piece fans.
Because 59 critics makes sense because the show isn't very...
Yeah, it's like a little Netflix series. Although it was marketed.
It was marketed big, but I feel like audiences here don't really care about it in terms of critics.
It was the number one show.
Critics.
Yeah.
Because obviously the 10,000 reviews say otherwise, but but in terms of critics, I feel like they didn't really care.
Yeah, so 86 and 95, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
For these like live action anime adaptations.
It's not even close.
This already makes it the GOAT, right? Pretty much. I mean, there's no competition.
The only live action.
I'm trying to think of any good ones before, but I mean, like the last one that was supposed to be this was Cowboy Bebop, and that was not very good.
Fucking dog.
There was a Death Note one by Netflix.
That one was as its own thing.
Right. But it kind of deviated, right?
Like, it deviated a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, as its own thing, it was fine. But then you look at it as a Death Note adaptation, it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this by far.
This is good as an adaptation.
The quality's good, in my opinion. But in general, like, it did well. Like, even if it were bad, this is still, like, the most viewed one and highest rated.
Like, the marketing was worth it because people actually talked about it, even if it was only for, like, 3 days because it's a Netflix model.
Yeah, but Netflix really fucks that up. But, okay, let's do... So, critics' consensus was, One Piece captures the essence of its beloved source material with a charmingly big-hearted adaptation that should entertain longtime fans as well as patient newcomers.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
That's fine. I guess we still haven't done any technically spoilers, so if you're still listening, I think it's worth a watch up to this point. I mean, if you like One Piece already, you probably already saw it. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But it was on the front of Netflix for like 2 days.
Yeah. They had it literally the first thing you...
And then right below it, they had the anime, because I think they have it up to East Blue?
No, they have it farther, I think.
Okay.
I think they have it up to like... maybe Skypiea?
Oh, okay. So, like, that's a good amount.
Yeah, they have a decent amount.
I remember. It leads you right to it after you watch
it. Yeah, literally, so it finishes it, and the recommendation is the anime.
So, I mean, it's not like they tanked it the same way they tanked JoJo's Bizarre Adventure every time it comes out.
Oh, that was awful.
But, no, One Piece, I mean, it's an anime, and it's a manga that we really like. So, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought this was going to be dog shit. And I thought we were going to do a Just Hanging anyway, but for the other reason.
For the wrong reason, yeah.
For the usual reason.
Well, my whole thing was that this was the hardest one to fucking adapt.
Yeah, it seemed like Cowboy Bebop...
That one should have been a layup.
Because sci-fi's been done like that, and it was inspired by that type
of... Blade Runner exists.
But I'm saying it was inspired by that kind of sci-fi already, which was done in movies and shit.
Well, it was literally inspired by... action, like, karate movies, like Bruce Lee types, and then Blade Runner. It's like, those two things exist.
In live action.
And noir. It's like, there's plenty of good fucking noir movies. Just do this shit.
Yeah. So, this one was like, hey, there's these wacky pirates. They eat fruits, and now they have magical abilities.
And sometimes they can harden.
And it's like, oh yeah, this is the one we're gonna do right.
And it's like... No, like, if as soon as you give me the premise, it's like, how the fuck does that work in live action? And that's why I was, like, setting my expectations. Like,
I think that was the biggest reservation from everyone. Everyone was like,
how do you make that, like, how, like, does that look?
Like, the phones are snails.
Yeah.
In the show, but, I mean.
And, like, the main guy stretches. Like, that's his power.
Yeah, well, and then especially because it was, like, Netflix, so it's, like, the budget. So the CG, you're like, ooh, is it going to look like a Marvel movie? Like,
yeah. Surprisingly practical.
Yeah, it looked good. So let's just wrap up this part where, if you haven't seen it and you kind of want to try to get into One Piece, I think it's fine enough to get you in. Like, if you like it by the end of this, it's not super different from the original material. It is different, don't get me wrong, but if you like the general concept of it, then you'll probably like the other stuff even more. Because
it's better. Because this sums up like a good 80... I think 80 episodes or something.
Because what's the first thing you hear when you go, hey, you should do One Piece? Oh, it's so long. It's
1,000 and something episodes. Watch
1,000 episodes?
That was you.
Yeah, that's me. I still have it. I streamlined the movies. You watched
like half,
And then now I'm reading it all from the beginning, but I just caught up late, and then now I'm back into it. So eventually I got to the 1,000, but you get the point. This is actually, like, if this is where I hopped on, I probably would have continued it a little more, because I would have been like, oh, okay, let me check this out. Because I like the premise. It's fine. Like, One Piece isn't my favorite.
It's yeah.
I like it. But I know there's people that are, like, super hardcore, and this is a travesty that this
my favorite was Cowboy Bebop, and you can imagine how I felt.
Yeah, well, that's why. It's like, it's different things, right? Like, this is someone's favorite shit, and whatever they changed is going to be bad. Like,
yeah, whatever changed, exactly they do.
The same. So, take it from me, who doesn't like it that much. I think you like it more than I do.
I like it a little more, yeah, because I started watching it back when I was in, like, high school and shit, and I watched it literally start to end, so...
Yeah, so you're more of the
expertise. I got a lot invested in it.
I I don't want to say I'm the normal person because I still have caught up and watched it.
You're more casual than me, but like you're not.
Yeah, I wouldn't say full-on casual. Full-on casual.
No,
but we have enough to that you can fill in the gaps where I miss things, and I'll guide you as if I were more casual.
Well, I mean, I think you can literally talk about like this whole segment, no? Because you finished reading up to this
point. Yeah, I was reading the manga pretty much past Arlong Park, so. Yeah. Where this show ends is where I'm at in my reading of it from scratch. So this is fresh in my mind to compare. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. Let's head over to spoilers. I don't have a transition. Ding. That's how it sounds. Are you going? Do 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 do.
Dun dun.
Okay. God damn.
You didn't put that on the buttons.
I didn't.
You put the other one.
I regret it. The One Piece is real, though. So I think we need some structure to this one because it was kind of long. And I don't want to break it down episode by episode.
I was going to say, and there's a lot to dissect. So
I'll get going with the cast. We'll get that out of the way. And then we could just talk about what we liked and didn't, of maybe things they changed. Mm-hmm. Like the story itself, at this point, go watch it.
Yeah, yeah,
and this will be more supplementary if you even get to the 12-minute mark of this podcast. That's
sooner than I thought.
So yeah, go watch it and then come back, and we'll be here to talk about it, and hopefully you'll get something out of this. But what'd you think of the cast?
Really good overall.
Yeah,
there was a little problems that I had, but it might not be the casting; it might just be the
direction,
the specific writing and direction with it, because. I liked everybody. I think by far the best one was Nami.
She had the most to do acting-wise, I think.
Acting-wise, yes, but I'm saying, like, I think she got the character best.
She kind of stole the show. Just for me on TikTok, like, people talked a lot about Iñaki.
Iñaki's being Luffy, good.
But she kind of ate that up.
Well, like, Iñaki's good in terms of, I really like his energy, and I think he gets the spirit of it really well, but they just have really awkward moments that don't translate well. But I think that's just
more. I think that's the direction.
That's why, that's more direction. That's not necessarily him. I like what he did with it because he provided a lot of energy.
I think at the end of the day, if anything, you could tell that he tried.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was in it.
Yeah, no, he was all in.
And, like, if you see the marketing and stuff, like, he was meeting with Oda, with the OG voice actor. Yeah, he likes the shit. He wanted to do it. You could tell. I think you could tell from everyone in the cast.
Everyone's like, good in it.
No one phoned it in.
Yeah.
And I think in general, they kind of, I mean, I guess I can say they nailed the casting, at least from what I saw. I mean, I don't know what I wanted, like, because it was so weird.
Even visually, project. I think they nailed it.
Yeah.
Because it was a good way to translate it.
The Straw Hats are all multicultural, and they really showed it this time around.
Which is good, because, like, in the show, it's not official because it's like a fictional world. They have a lot of whitewashing, and it's like they are multicultural because Sanji's very much French. It's again like.
Yeah, but even in the manga itself, like they've lightened the skin tone of people. Yes. And it's one of those weird things in One Piece.
Yeah, like Robin.
Because Oda himself tells you supposedly where they would be from if that world were real. Yeah, because
I think Robin's like Russian, Sanji's French. Zoro's Japanese. Nami was, I think, American?
Swedish.
Swedish, that's right.
Swedish, and then Luffy's supposed to be Brazilian.
Which makes sense, yeah.
So, I think they captured the multi-race thing. I didn't think any casting was out of place. Like, they look good. That's the Straw Hats. Yeah. I accepted that pretty early on. Like, it wasn't a thing where it's like, ugh.
It's a testament to the design of the show and, like, the costume designers that I wasn't taken out of the show by the way that they looked.
Yeah.
Because that's always a constant problem with these adaptations when they try to stick too much to it.
Yeah, they made the choices they needed to.
Yeah, because sometimes it just looks like really bad cosplay, and it didn't look like that, which was good.
Yeah, I'd agree. Did they do the eyebrows for Sanji?
No.
He just have them like slightly
I
up?
Think I so, think so, yeah. But he didn't have like full-on curly eyebrows.
But shit, but like that, right? Like,
again, that's like a good compromise that you would make.
People were mad that Luffy wasn't wearing his chanclas. That was the whole thing. And
it's fine.
I understand why people were, I don't want to say I understand why they were mad, because being mad over it like that is kind of stupid.
Yeah, I was going to say, not mad, maybe just like.
But the chanclas themselves, I know they're not chanclas, but they're chanclas.
They're chanclas. Especially now, because he's Mexican.
He's Mexican now, they're so chanclas. They're chanclas. Like they're kind of key to who he is, because he doesn't care, right? That's the whole thing. Like, he's in it's sandals.
Free.
He's,
yeah. It's freedom.
It, and then they're like, they put shoes on him.
I would, like, right. I wouldn't overreact that much. It would have been cool if they would have done like the sandals too, but I mean,
they still have time. They got renewed.
It's like it doesn't affect the fucking story. Not okay? The
actual story.
Like, that's why, like, it would have been a cool detail, sure, but it's like, now we're gonna start complaining about Sanji's eyebrows. It's like, you try to fucking make him look right.
Yeah, yeah. Out of the main Straw Hats, who did you like the most? You said Nami. That was who you liked the most.
Oh, I was gonna say, like, acting wise, or you mean design?
Just in general, like. You watch the show. Which character were you?
Yeah, I would say Nami was really good. I liked Sanji for as much as he was in it. Like, yeah. I think he was really good, but obviously he comes in like two episodes.
Way less of a creep.
Way thank less God, of a creep. Because yeah. That would not translate at all.
No. So I think that's one of the good
they made choices. Him more flirty, but like still kind of pathetic flirty, which is still fine.
Annoys the women, but like.
But it's not creepy.
Yeah, no, that shit in the manga, it's creepy.
It's very creepy. My favorite design, though, of the cast was Zoro.
He looked dope.
He looked so good.
The green hair was going to be the deal breaker.
Yeah, and it looked good. And it looked
fine.
No, and then, like, all of his fits, like, straight ripped from the manga and anime, but it didn't look off. Like, it just looked good.
His character was a little different.
Well, though. I was going to mention, in terms of design, my favorite was Zoro. But he's always one of my favorites anyway. But yeah, I didn't like how they played him. Like, the way that they directed that character. He's too stoic.
Yeah, and he's kind of dumb, but in the manga shit, he's dumb. Like Luffy dumb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and they're different kinds, but they're both dumb. Like,
they have, like, the elements of it there. Because, yeah. Like, when he saves them and we're in spoilers already, right?
Yeah, we're way past.
So, when he goes to save Luffy from the Marines and during the Syrup Village arc, he's still lost. Like, he got lost.
He goes the wrong way.
He goes the wrong way. But the play is more cool. And you get the humor from the fact that he plays it like, oh, I'm still cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the seeds are there. I just wish he would have been a little more goofy, but.
Maybe
next season they'll play more goofy.
They might correct some of those things. Because he's
very hard boiled.
He's not usually one to carry dramatic things in the anime or manga. No. Like, dramatic things have happened to him, but the way he handles it is a lot like Luffy, where it's like,
yeah,
thugging that shit out. Basically, like
that's actually the perfect way to say it, because like, when they're on Thriller Bark and then Kuma attacks him, he literally takes all the pain. And he just stands there, and it's
yeah. And here he was more like they needed someone to talk to Nami. Because Luffy wasn't going to do it. So they used Zoro.
Yeah.
That's who you have at that early stage.
He came off more as like a comedic tough guy. Like a over-the-top tough guy.
Like, he's acting tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They played it more like that as opposed to like.
But overall, I don't think they lost the character. No, like, no. It's Zoro. Like,
it was just a little off.
But if you're super into Zoro, then I would see how like some maybe of it's like, that's not really, really Zoro. But.
It was close, and they can probably get it right on the next one, like, yeah. A lot better. They got it pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. I think for me, tweaking. For me, Nami was cool.
I was surprised by how much I liked Usopp.
Usopp was cool, man. Like, he's fucking annoying, like, in the first arc.
He's
like,
one of the biggest hurdles to overcome in the show, because like, his design is not very appealing. His personality is very obnoxious.
When you meet him, he's absolutely obnoxious.
Yep.
And I'd say...
It's made like that, but...
Well, no, and I'd say it doesn't change too much, even later. Like,
no.
You grow to, like, that's Usopp.
You're like,
that's,
yeah.
That's, but, he like, becomes here, a part of the crew, but they helped his ass out as a character. Like...
They needed it.
That's what I'm saying, but those are the changes you do with, like, the Sanji creepiness. You fix that a little, and then, like... Usopp was a liar, but he wasn't annoying.
Because here it almost comes off as boastful.
Right. Like, he's confident. He's gonna talk some
cocky
shit.
And shit like that, but, like...
Because, fuck, dude. I remember in the anime, That's hard to get through.
It's also Krillin's voice, so it's like,
yeah, it doesn't help.
It's like, fuck, man.
So I thought he got some much needed help.
He got helped a lot with this adaptation. Because
when we meet him, he's pretty pathetic and annoying. And obviously that's because he will have an arc later. But okay. Like, if you're doing this short span of time and that's where you spend 3 of your 8 episodes.
Yeah.
That would have been hell. Like,
yep.
So I thought that was pretty good. But I like Luffy's performance. Like, I thought he was cool. I didn't have any big problems with casting.
No, with casting, I think it was all fine.
Garp was a little over the top.
But again, he's also a very goofy character in the show and manga. So it's like,
doesn't come across. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I can kind of let that go. Like when he invites Kobe just to play like chess. And he makes it sound like it's super serious and he's just playing chess.
Yeah. He just needs someone to play with. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what? That kind of fits. It's like, that's fine.
Kobe, that's another one. He got some help.
Well, he's... you think of Usopp is obnoxious
yeah.
in the beginning.
Kobe's a character that is annoying when you meet him, disappears.
Becomes then, Chad.
Yeah, and then that's when you see him next. They're giving him a lot more to do to begin with, which was like, what?
including Garp.
Garp too, yeah. Garp
got so much more.
The whole marine subplot is just not a thing. He doesn't
exist for half of the show.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, they expanded them and Helmeppo, which makes sense because they come back badass.
And you never
It's just off screen. Now we've literally until the recent chapters, we've literally been seeing the training that they went through. And it's like, that was fucking 6-7 years ago that they came back. Like,
yeah, we're spoiling the manga and anime, so we probably should not do that as much, but I think it's too late already. But I think adding that helps because those are retcons that happen later in the manga and anime.
Just like the Conquerors.
Just a bunch of the shit that was introduced later in the show or manga. Like, it gets kind of planted early here. Mm-hmm. And I think we both agreed that that was for its benefit.
Yeah, because, I mean, you make those changes now in the anime and manga, and it's like, well, you're starting fresh again, basically. Might as well implement it so that it's not...
It doesn't feel like you just added it
It doesn't
just
feel because. Like a fucking retcon. Yeah. It's like, then that's a good decision.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Because there's people that were like, well, that didn't happen till this. And it's like, okay, but if you're telling a narrative from scratch and you have the ability to go, oh, I remember when they did that.
Yep.
Or, oh, I know who Kobe is. When he shows up later, you're like, oh.
It's
like,
Kobe, yeah.
Instead of, oh, shit, they brought Kobe back? Like,
yeah, that character that was in like 6-7 chapters.
Same thing with Sabo. We'll see what they do with that. But it's the same thing. It's like, oh, that well, really... we conveniently need this character to exist now. So here you go. And it's like, wait, what? Like,
do you think everybody's still going to hate him?
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
That's pretty far ahead. I don't think they're getting to that.
Yeah, we'll see. They want like 6 seasons, they said, or something.
I don't even think with 6 seasons they could reach that.
No.
Because that's post...
I think they said it would have to be like 12 if they did everything.
Up to what's come out now?
Yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah,
that's about right.
Because if they did almost like 100 chapters... Yeah.
10, 11, 12 seasons. Yeah, okay. I could see that.
We're still on casting.
You just reminded me of one that I didn't really like, which was like about the only one, which was Mihawk.
I was about to say Mihawk.
I didn't like Mihawk in this.
I didn't like how they made him act. I thought he looked fine.
The actor looked fine,
yeah. But he had like a pompous...
Which is not at all what he is. No.
I mean, his name's Dracul Mihawk. He's basically a vampire. Like, that's what he was.
Yeah, his whole design is, yeah.
And he's super serious, like,
yeah,
hardly talks.
And then when he meets up with Shanks, that's supposed to be like the, oh, he does have a lighter side.
No, he's a goofy.
He's goofy instead of like the characters that should be goofy, which is what threw me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Because he's the goofy one between him and Zoro.
Yes.
And it's like, that's completely wrong.
Like, it doesn't throw you off. Like, it doesn't throw off entirely what that is. But it does It changed it to me because when he beats the shit out of Zoro in the manga slash anime, it's this like quiet, silent, looks like fucking death guy.
Well, he just shows up on this fucking boat that has like a literal cross. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh shit, like who the fuck just got here?
Yeah. And then he doesn't say a fucking word.
And he beats him with the tiny blade. Fucking like nothing. And then just leaves.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck just happened?
And you lose all that.
Yeah.
Because they introduce him with Don Krieg, who they also just kind of removed from the story, which is...
So that change was fine in terms of showing Don Krieg like that, get defeated and stuff like that. But again, it was like Mihawk was off. So it threw off the whole scene because he was just like being like pompous douchebag to Krieg. And it's like the real Mihawk just kind of would have beat him.
Also, the fact that Garp called him to go tell him to go check on
Luffy. Which in canon is fine because he's a warlord, so he has to serve the Navy.
Yeah.
That change was fine, but again, it's...
Well, it's just weird because he does kind of just show up
in the
manga, and you're like, who the fuck is that?
Well, in the manga, yeah, it just shows up by coincidence, and that's basically just there to show off the power scaling, where it's like, this is what you're going to face off in the Grand Line. In the
Grand Line, yeah. But I agree. It does throw you off because it's like, this character's off. Like, it's just off. That's not what it is.
I don't know if it'll throw anyone off. Well... I don't know.
He doesn't appear anymore.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if anyone that hasn't seen the anime and manga will be like, who's this fucking guy?
But their perception of Dracula Mihawk is different now.
That's why.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're a fan of One Piece, you'll probably be like, Mihawk is a little weird here.
Yeah.
But anyone that hasn't seen One Piece is probably just like, this guy's just a pompous douche.
Yeah, pretty much. So I didn't like that.
I didn't like Mihawk in this. Yeah.
Shanks in the pictures looked weird, but in the show, still looks a little weird. But
it's the guy's face or something.
Yeah, I think he should have been like some Chad, fucking like sharp featured type of guy.
Yeah, he should have been like. Now I don't want to say anything mean about the actor, but he should have been someone more handsome.
You think so? Because people were like, "He's handsome."
No, like, he's not ugly or anything, but like. When I think of Shanks, like I think of like
perfect,
like
a Chad.
Yeah,
yeah. You're like, oh, this is the fucking
like,
guy.
This is the peak physical specimen. Like this guy.
But I thought he did the silly part of Shanks pretty well.
Oh no, the acting, the performance of it was fine.
Yeah,
it was just it looks a little off, but I think that's just.
It's just what it's gonna be. I think I saw people complaining about Gold Roger too, but it's like, how do you do that smile in real life? Like,
I thought that was fine.
But I'm saying, like, people were like, oh, it doesn't look like it. It's like, it's a cartoony ass smile.
Did you want him to have, like, a fake fucking smile?
Yeah, like, it's like, no, they showed was that, like, crazy style smile.
And I liked it.
It was fine.
It was good.
It was fine. I think that's pretty much. I like Zeph a lot, the actor they got.
He looked identical to the show and manga. And yeah, no, I liked him. And I like how they show, like, his move.
To
take away attention from the Baratier. So it's like,
okay, yeah, like he was good. I didn't like how any of the fishmen looked at fucking.
I hated the kissy lips one.
That
one looked really
wacky.
Arlong looked the best out of all of them, which isn't saying much because Arlong still looked off to me.
Yeah, but I've talked to people about this and they're like, "Well, what do you expect?" And I'm like. I've seen sci-fi movies or other shows where they do the prosthetics to show aliens in a certain way. It's just that they did the prosthetics in the cartoony features, even though, like you said, the other shit was not as cartoony.
Like the other stuff, they basically took what they could and turned that into more realistic, including the hair. Like Zoro's green hair looks more natural than I thought it would.
Yep.
And then, yeah, with the fishmen, it looked like they were literally trying to do it straight from, like, the drawing.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I said, you could have done so. So I'll even go so far to say that, for me, Arlong face was fine. It was, as soon as you got to the body, it looked weird to me.
Yeah.
I was fine with the nose. I was fine with everything in terms of Arlong. But I feel like you needed someone more menacing.
But he just looked like a guy with a sharp nose. Because they didn't do crazy prosthetics on that's the rest.
That's why. So like his
looks
fine.
It's the other ones.
The other ones they went terrifying. Crazy
with it. And it's like, I'm not complaining about the use of the practical shit. It's just that they chose to shape it like the cartoon. When nothing else looked like cartoon.
Well, I was going to say, they also may have added too much prosthetics. Because, yeah. I think it was the guy that has, not the kissy lips one, the other one. Yeah. It was the gi or the karate stuff. Too. He had, extra lines on the side. And it's like, you could have just gave him a normal face.
And just some fish features.
And, painted his skin, I think it was, yellowish or whatever.
Because that just makes me worry for Jinbei.
Jinbei's going to be fucked. What the fuck is
that going to look like?
Is he going to... You gonna have abs? He has abs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say they took me out of the show, but it was like,
ooh. Compared to everything else,
it's the first time you go, ooh. Yeah. That's not.
Well, for me, there was one moment before that, and that's the ship with Which the ship? Goat.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I fucking hated it.
Yeah, Mary looks weird.
That one was literally one you could have done straight from the fucking drawing.
No.
Because, it's just a ship. Goat. Yeah, it's just a ship.
Yeah, I agree. It looks kind of cursed.
It's very cursed. It looks like the ones from Thor: Love and Thunder, the yelling ones.
Oh, I have not.
Thank God.
No, yeah. I mean, listen, it was weird, but I don't know.
But no. The stuff that was weird, it's weird to talk about because I feel like they could have done right. Mm-hmm. If they had gone more faithfully with some of them.
And then other shit, they just were like, no, we're not doing that. We'll just do it real.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I agree. The balance of what got changed. Yeah,
it's a weird... It was weird decision.
What also looked weird was Garp's dog helmet thing.
Yeah, it's a dog hat, yeah.
But it just looked like a theme park little hat that you put on, like a goofy hat or something.
Which, hey, that's a weird fucking look to a dad.
It's a weird look, but it's like... That type of shit. Right, but it's like, but we did,
because...
And it's like, oh, well, what makes the cut?
I was going to say, it's weird where the line was cut, where they were like, we'll do this faithfully, we'll change this.
Is it Captain Morgan, the first one? Axe Hand Morgan?
Oh, yeah.
His jaw thing looked weird, too.
Yeah,
It didn't look like it was his jaw.
It looked like he was wearing something over.
Yeah.
That one's a hard one to fucking
but,
do.
But I'm saying like it...
His jaw?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Because I don't think it is his jaw. I think it's just something that moves with his bottom lip.
Oh, then there you go.
So like that one didn't throw me off as much as it did for you. But it is a little weird looking. We didn't even talk about Buggy. And a lot of people have been doing...
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, I was about to say we missed Syrup Village too. The cat guy.
He was fine.
They all looked fine.
I was going to say, they made the right switches for his henchmen.
Yeah.
Where they made the one that shows legs and stuff like that female instead of a man. Because it's in the manga, I think it's a 40-year-old dude and he just has hairy legs. It's a very
weird look. I wouldn't want to see that.
Let's not talk about this right now. It's a weird looking design that I thought they adapted.
Well, let's do Buggy because I think that's the last major character that...
Yeah,
there's something to say about, and then we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back for just in general.
Yeah.
What
did you think of Buggy? Because it's very different.
I liked it. His way of talking and everything is way different, right?
His whole cadence is.
But he's still the scary clown man, at least at first.
I was gonna say he's scary at the beginning, which is.
Did I miss it? He didn't have the buggy bomb or the buggy cannon in this, right?
No, not in this because they don't leave the little... Because
that was a big tent. Thing in the...
Yeah, the buggy balls.
Yeah, there you go.
Called buggy balls.
The actor, hey, he was hamming it up, man.
I think he was...
He was all in.
Again, I think it comes down to the direction, not the actor, because I think the acting was there.
Yeah.
He was all fucking in.
Now, I mean... Honestly, he got more than he probably did in the manga, if I remember. He had a lot more.
I think he had two episodes here?
Yeah, two full episodes where over there, like, he's the bad guy, but they're doing other shit.
It's kind of more of like villain of the week.
Right. That's how they treat it
here. And then he later becomes something more important.
Because he's basically a gag.
Yeah, he's a gag.
Because they're hopping islands, essentially, during that part of the manga when it's starting.
Yeah, yeah, because you go to Sarah Village, you go to Buggy, you go to Zoro.
Because Buggy doesn't have to do with anyone's origin, necessarily. No. It's just something that happened along the way.
What about the dog, Siggy? They cut out the dog.
They did cut out the dog.
He was taking care of the shop.
That's a big story.
That's a whole...
To just, like, ignore.
Well, to be fair, it doesn't serve any practical purpose.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even Buggy's part, like, it was to jump from here to there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a character they introduce and all that, but you're right. Ultimately, like, here they're like, we need to introduce Straw Hats.
Well...
Go.
Well,
go,
the... Go. Well, in that one... In the manga, that one serves to introduce Nami.
Yes.
Because she isn't with them, with Zoro.
Yeah, that's true.
But in this one, yeah, they change it to where she meets up with them since Zoro, because obviously they want the drama later to matter more.
Yeah, and they just need you to get to Baratie.
Exactly. Like, they need, like, to get you to Baratie. To
move you to Baratie. And it's like, I get it. They only had 8 episodes. Good
changes, yeah.
But yeah, Buggy was fine. I thought the CG was gonna be worse. Like, it didn't throw me off.
No, I was gonna say that CG. I mean, that's the correct place to use fucking CG because he just has body parts flying around. Very different voice and tone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they got it in terms of, like, he's kind of a pathetic villain.
Yeah, yeah, and he talks big shit
because. Because Luffy even goes like, I've never fucking heard of you.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Buggy the Clown. They got the tone right, especially when Arlong just comes in and bitches him.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's going to happen to Buggy. So it's like,
he's a lot more sweary than I was expecting.
That was the big thing that I was like, he's like, what up, assholes? And you're like, what
the? And then at the end, he's like, help me and I'll help you. And then he's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. And he just dips.
Just leaves.
But that's Buggy. Like, that's...
The thing I appreciated most about him was that they did the little mini Buggy.
Yeah, I like that.
That's true. I thought it looked good.
I thought it was fine. Like, again, like, I thought that CGI would be a lot more like, ugh.
I'm pretty sure that one was practical. They probably just had, like, the feet and the arms, and they just put his head right there.
See, but they did it.
Like, but it looked good. Like,
but I'm saying, but they did it. Like, yeah. Instead of going, no, we'll just do a CG and see how it looks.
Yeah, no. Like, everything that they could... conceivably do with practical effects, they did with the budget.
Yes.
And then the things that needed to be CG and were CG.
It helped it a lot because a lot of the sets felt alive.
I was gonna say the sets were all good.
So let's save it. Do we have any last ones on casting characters?
Out of all the major ones, I think we got them all.
I think they got Belmare right.
I think they got Nojiko right too.
Yeah.
That was a nice they got her look basically one to one.
It was like pretty spot on.
Which reminds me, Nami's looks, all of them, fantastic.
Yeah, all her fits were like from actual. All her
fucking amazing, yeah.
But that's Oda's favorite.
Oh, we know so much that he married
her. Nami's always going to be well taken care of.
Yeah, exactly.
If he has something to say.
Or not, apparently, because now she does nothing.
Yeah. I don't think we missed any.
No, all the casting.
I mean, I don't know if anyone will even listen to it this far to complain to me that I missed something. I think we're good.
We're good. We got all
if we can't think of it.
We'll say right we now. Got all the major ones and we'll move on.
Okay. All right. We'll be back after a quick little break and then we'll talk about the story.
Yep.
Just in general.
Just a couple of changes and stuff. Yep.
Okay. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is the first one that's had a break in a while.
Yeah, it's at least been a year and a half, maybe.
We're back, baby! So back. What was it, like the Fast and the Furious? Those didn't have breaks.
Well, no, because we only did movie by movie.
So. Oh, The Boys, maybe? Is that the last time?
Yeah, season 2?
It must have been. Those were long
Because we episodes. Did, I think, 4 at a time.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, okay. We're back, refreshed. Now we can talk about the show.
Yeah, before we...
God damn it.
Ain't that the truth? Yes.
It, just for context, it's kind of late at night. It's only going to get later. But what did you say?
It's done when it's done.
It's done when it's done. There's no time limit, ladies and gentlemen. So this could be as long as the show. We did that for the boys.
We're not going that far. It's not going to be 8 hours.
We're going to streamline it. If you're still listening at this point, what is wrong with you?
May God bless your soul.
But shout out to you. So let's get started on the story. There were 8 episodes. Do you want to go in an episodic order? I don't remember what happened in the episodes. We could go by arc.
Well, I was going to say, I remember the arc, and I remember the specific changes they made.
Me too. I just don't remember, like, where episode 1 ends, right?
Oh, no. I don't remember those specifics, but, like, I remember in general, like, oh, that's what happened in this arc. They changed this stuff. They added this stuff.
Yeah, so the first arc right away, obviously we get introduced to Luffy, we get introduced to Garp.
I think episode 2 is Garp.
Yeah, but that's the whole first chunk. Is the first part with Kobe right away?
The first part is where we see him talking to the seagull, where he's like basically giving this little origin or whatever, which is, I think, directly from the manga when he gets into the barrel. I know he's in a barrel.
I don't think he's talking to a bird. Doesn't he give that spiel to Kobe for the first time?
No, because he also talks to Kobe about just doing stuff.
Okay. Well, where point he's is
just like, if you want to do it, why don't you just do it?
Yeah. You gotta be free. If you get introduced to Luffy, he's a great guy. Does he get picked up by those pirates right away?
I think in the manga, if I remember correctly, he's just in a barrel because he got stranded out at sea.
Yeah.
And then he breaks out of the barrel, which in this one has changed. He's like more stealthy, as he says. Right. He's way more stealthy.
That's true. And he's hiding in it so that they take him on board by accident, don't they? Still here?
Well, his ship is sinking.
That's why.
He's pouring the water out, and I think he just gets into the barrel because it's about to get...
Right.
And then, they pick up the barrel.
Because he can't swim.
Because he's a devil fruit.
Yeah.
And then from there, he waits until everybody's asleep, and then he gets out.
So maybe we shouldn't do this chronologically.
No.
This is not going to go well.
Oh, God, no.
Let's just do what we liked and what we didn't like in general.
But the whole beginning, basically the same thing as the manga, Alvida's ship.
Yeah.
It's at night, obviously, to hide a bit of the CG.
Even though it doesn't look bad there either. It doesn't look
bad.
Yeah.
Which, well, since that's the first time we see the CG and stuff like that, me and you were like, oh, it's at night, obviously,
to hide. They do a lot of things in the dark. But then later, they just... It's
broad daylight.
Yeah.
But that also has some clever shots.
Well, they just didn't rely wholly on the CGI, which is the way to go.
Yeah. Only use it when really necessary.
So let's scrap chronological order. We're assuming it was watched already because we watched it already. So do you want to do the things we liked first or the things we didn't like? And we'll just let the conversation flow off of that.
We can go with don't like, since there's less of those.
Okay.
At least for me.
So we already talked about the fishmen.
Yes.
Didn't love that.
There was one change to this before I'll get into my whole rant about fucking cinematography and shit like that. But the only thing I'll mention, which I didn't really like, it doesn't matter too much in the context of the story, but I didn't like, was how they changed Baratie. I didn't like that it was basically a fancy establishment because it kind of throws off the whole purpose of Baratie.
If I remember correctly, it was just a pirate-ran restaurant, but it wasn't like a luxury restaurant? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it wasn't a luxury restaurant, and I think that change does matter because the whole thing about Zeff and Sanji is that if someone's hungry, you'll feed them.
Yeah, because he's throwing away a dish at first because he's doing something fancy. I don't remember if that happens in the manga or the anime.
Well, Zeff and Sanji both save dishes in this. Still, in the manga. In the live
action. But he starts by throwing out one of his dishes. That's literally the first scene in the
fucking live action. Oh, that's right. And this one, they literally throw...
Yeah. He goes, I'm not selling that or you're not serving that. And it's like, he's throwing away food. That goes clearly against...
Yeah.
What is established, at least in the manga.
Or he doesn't throw it away, right?
He puts it
to the side, and then Luffy eats it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, right away, you're like, Like, is he
Yeah, so one thing I didn't like was that it became basically like a fancy establishment. Like, the Baratie was renowned in the manga. Like, it was known and stuff for being a good restaurant, but it wasn't a high establishment or anything.
Because it's
like
run
that.
By pirates.
Because it's the fighting pirates of Baratie, and like the whole thing for Zeff and Sanji has always been, if someone's hungry, you feed them, which is how the whole story begins in the manga, because they end up feeding the other guy that's a pirate.
Right.
So I didn't really like that change, because they even have a fucking sommelier and shit like that. It's like,
yeah, well, Sanji is a server for them. That's how he meets them.
He's
for
a waiter,
the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did it have to change that way?
That's why. I don't know. They made it bigger and stuff like that, and they made it more bombastic when it didn't have to be.
Sure, but I think ultimately it doesn't, like, ruin it.
It doesn't ruin it, but it does.
It is a different vibe. Like, it's completely different.
Yeah, which is one of the changes I didn't like.
Oda approved everything, apparently, so I guess he was cool with the change.
I'm sure he was cool with it. I mean, it doesn't really affect the story in a major way, but it is something that I didn't really like in terms of the changes, because it's like...
It helps your point that he's making, like, fancy food, and he's like, we don't serve that here, but the place is all fancy.
That's why. Like,
yeah.
Like, he was making something that, like, in the other one, it makes sense that, why are you making fancy food? Like, I'm not going to serve that at Baratie. It's like, this is just basically, they serve layman's food.
Yeah.
It's like,
for
just
pirates,
good food.
For people out on the sea. Yeah.
Exactly. And then in this one, it's like, oh, why are you serving fancy food? It's like, well, look at the fucking place.
Yeah, look at this place. No, that's true. Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. And then they have, like, a bar and shit in the front. It's like...
Yeah.
I like the set. It's a really nice set.
Everything was
good.
Well constructed.
It's just a weird direction to take it in.
Yeah, it also, like, they do more brawling inside of it. Well, I don't know if more, but they do brawling inside of it. And the whole point is that it's, like, not run down, but it's rougher in the manga and stuff. And here is, like, a fancy-ass place that's getting destroyed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see it.
That was why... It bothered me, because I was just like, it kind of throws off the whole identity of the place.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I have one that bothered me.
Which was?
I didn't like that they took away that the village knew that Nami was doing what she was doing. Mm. And the role of Pinwheel Man in all of it. I think that's one of the strongest parts of that story.
I agree.
That the town pretended to not know so that she wouldn't feel obligated to stay if one day she decided to be free.
Yes, I can agree with you on this point, and I thought they were going to reveal it when she left.
No.
And then they didn't, and it threw me off a lot, because a big part of the story in the manga is that the whole village acts like they fucking hate her.
Right. But they're doing it so that hopefully she'll go.
Yeah, because they know that she sacrificed basically her... It's like she gave herself up to captivity to the person that killed her... that killed her freaking mom. So it's like... That's a big sacrifice. And they recognize that, which is why they acted like they didn't like her. Because it was like, don't worry about us.
Yeah.
And here that doesn't exist.
And that's a big thing. Like... The whole emotional story, I think they still get it for the most part. Like, I don't think they botched it, but that's a big thing that, like, I know they condensed it, but that didn't need more scenes. It was just the way you approached it.
Well, I was going to say, you didn't have to change it at all, because they even have Nojiko have the conversation with the other Straw Hats and stuff, and she could have literally just told them there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have a whole exposition dump. And then, like, you could have just gone with the OG story with that.
Yeah.
Again, it ultimately, like, the Baratie thing, it doesn't change what it becomes, but it's, like, that one was not even, like, hard to do. Like,
yeah.
You could have just done it.
Agreed.
So, that bugged me. I think that was one of the major ones. I think the Syrup Village, they probably fixed some of it.
They made it way tighter.
Like, yeah, like, the story doesn't sit there for too long, where in the manga, I think it kind of does. And it has a lot, it has the little kids, it has, like, more things going on.
Yeah, and it's ultimately inconsequential, a lot of the stuff that happens. So it's like getting rid of those kids, it's like they don't serve a purpose.
No, and then like the pirates are at the port, the pirates are in the house.
It's also a little weird that the kids are hanging around Usopp.
All the time, yeah. Well, because so the whole thing is that he's like kid-like, right? Like he's.
I know, but it's that's something awkward to adapt.
He's Captain Usopp of the Usopp Pirates. So he like he's childish, right? That's what they want.
I understand. Portray. I understand.
I wouldn't. I don't think that's a problem. Like,
well,
I just don't. I don't see how that would be weird. It's just it's unnecessary. Although those kids are part of the story later at some point. I think they show them later on in the manga.
They show everyone.
Yeah, just like where they come from. Reaction
shots or whatever.
I like that they turned it into like a little horror thing with the bad guy in the house. Like, yeah. There wasn't a lot there in that arc. I think a lot of people say it's the weakest. Like,
oh, yeah. It's at by least far.
The starting, it's one of the weaker ones. So they turned it into a little like, they still got the whole like, oh, he's hiding who he is. But now they're trapped in the house with him, and he's supposedly this dangerous ass pirate. Mm-hmm. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, I was happy to see that he didn't have like a whole fleet, because like in the manga that never made sense to me, where he was like
they were waiting for him, right? Or they thought he was dead.
No, they were waiting for him. It was part of his plan. But it's like for him to convince every single pirate part of his fleet to wait like however many fucking years it took.
For the long con.
Yeah, it's like, that's weird. And then, like, I think the whole thing was still that he also got defeated in the manga. And then he went into hiding.
Yeah, because he was tired of running.
So it's like, those pirates just, like, still followed him after? Like, after he lost? It's like, that seems...
Yeah, because here he's just a disgraced pirate with the two henchmen, right?
Exactly, and it's like, two henchmen, that makes more sense to me in terms of, like, yeah, maybe, like, two of the closest, like, the first mate or something like that stuck with him or something, right?
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, because the other thing, dude, like, even the speed thing, it didn't look that bad. Like, when he was, like...
I mean, that's just kind of a...
It looked fine. I guess what I'm trying to say is nothing looked, like, crazy bad. Do I have any other major gripes? I think the biggest gripe I had was with the Nami thing.
Yeah, that's a big change.
Like, that fundamentally changes the emotional stakes of that arc. Because it just makes it seem like the town was being dicks to her. And, it's because they didn't know. But it's like, when they were acting like they didn't know for the sake of this little girl, it's like, that's so much stronger.
It also made you stick a lot more to the people in the village.
Yeah.
And then in the manga, you see all of them when they find out that Nami gets screwed. They all come together and then they rise up. And it's like they're storming Arlong Park.
Yep.
And it's like, you still could have done that.
Well, they still do because they end up telling the town what she was doing.
But they don't go to storm Arlong Park stuff like that.
Yeah, they grab their torches and shit. And then they're supposed to go. Like, yeah. They still do it. Yeah.
But it's like, it doesn't...
No, it doesn't hit the same. Because it's like, it can't.
Because it's like, oh, they just found out. And it's like, oh...
Yeah, so that's probably my biggest problem. Baratier, I don't think I had a big problem with. The buggy stuff, it served its purpose. Like
They condensed the stuff that should have been condensed.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the lion. Smart decision. Probably goofy looking.
Yeah, there's things you just cut. But then they had the big serpent monster that bites Shanks' arm off.
Yeah, but that one you literally can't. Like.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people complain about Garp's fight with Luffy at the end, that it was kind of like, what?
I mean, it really wasn't meant to be anything big. It was more of just like
the final. He was testing him before he left. I understand what it was. And I'd argue that because of the way you set up the season, you had to have some kind of closure. Because I always complain on this podcast about this.
Agreed.
Where you have a season that has no real ending, and even thematically.
And that was a thematic end?
That was a thematic end. Like, you needed something to tie it, the bow of the season. Because if you end even at Arlong Park, it's like, okay,
but now what? About Garp?
Or now what? Like, oh, I just have to wait? Like, at least here it was like, let's say it didn't get renewed. You go, oh, his grandpa is a Marine. He's at the end of the day, you notice that he's just testing him to make sure he doesn't just go kill himself at the Grand Line.
Yeah, basically to just see if he's ready.
Right. And it's like, it's tough love. He didn't want him to be a pirate, but he's not stopping him from basically chasing his dream, which he knows it's to be free.
It was more of him just going, is your conviction actually as strong as you say it is?
Because once he notices it is, then he respects it, and then he just backs off.
He's like, well, I don't agree with it, but leaves.
Yeah. So, like,
which that's very in character for him. So it was like, oh, they added him into the story, and then they thematic end.
Same thing with Kobe and all that. Yeah. Like, I felt like they tied a lot of those pretty well in the end.
Yeah.
And then the Straw Hats themselves are obviously now together, but it doesn't feel like an ending for them, but for the season and Luffy and a lot of the first characters you see, they do tie it. And it's because they won't be back for a while.
They will not.
So it is an end for those characters for a bit.
Yeah.
And it's the launching point for the Straw Hats. Yeah.
I like that they ended it like on the visual with the barrel where they all put their legs up and declare their goal.
Yeah, that was
That's cool. A good way to end the season for them.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like, it obviously it's not where after the fucking, I forget what the place is called, but after they meet Smoker and stuff like that, that's when it happens in the manga. But it feels a lot more right here because it's like,
well, because of where you chose to.
Yeah, that's why. Like, they think they put it in the right place where it's like, this makes more sense because the other one is probably gonna happen like first episode or second episode of the second season. Here it's like, oh, okay. Well, like we say, thematic end. It's like they finished up the stuff with Garb. They're finishing up the stuff with the crew. It's like, okay, they're all together now.
They're ready to get going.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I think they chose the right way to end that.
And they tease Smoker.
Mm-hmm. So, I did tease Smoker.
I don't know if they've cast him, but I don't think so. They just, I mean, you don't need to. You just tease.
As I say, they just showed, yeah.
Which is bold, because we all thought it would be dog shit, and would it get renewed? I think it got renewed officially.
I think it got renewed officially, I think the same week it came out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
But not before that.
Well, no. I mean, they had to see if people would actually watch it. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, that one they actually, well, because there's every once in a while where they'll renew shows before it even comes out, and you're like,
yeah,
what the hell? This one they did not. They fucking waited.
But then they're like, oh, well, Netflix said they want 6 seasons. It's like, I don't know who's saying this. There's a writer strike going on. So even if they were ordering this, it's not going to happen for a while.
No.
And this one already took long to kind of come out. But you need... Yeah,
because this was in production for years.
Years, because Oda wouldn't let it get released. Which is good.
It shows that he cared enough about the property.
Well, he's got money on it, so if it's the biggest show ever on Netflix... He's
probably got a lot of money on it, because his involvement was very clear.
Yeah, he had final say on everything. Where was I headed with this? What was I going to say?
You said it was bold that Smoker got shown, because they didn't know if they were going to get renewed. And that's where you left it.
Oh, man. I do not remember my train of thought. I was going to say something about season 2. I don't know. I forgot. We went on a tangent and now I don't know what I was saying. We can shift to things we liked about it. And I might come back to it if it comes back to me.
Last thing I didn't like. A lot of the cinematography of this was really awkward. And it was really weird choices. Like the fucking fisheye lens I said I would talk about in the last review. But I really didn't fucking like how they used it here. Because they use it for like every other close-up shot. And it's not used for any reason.
It wasn't the same director for every episode, was it?
I don't think so. I think it was different directors.
So I guess whoever their cinematographer was. Okay, do you want to get into gripes? The colors were terrible. The HDR... Whatever the fuck they did to this show was awful.
I was going to say, so I think it was, what, half of it we watched?
Half of it we watched with HDR on, and you could hardly even see the show.
It was dark as shit.
And I think it has to do with how they made the show, like how they rendered it with the HDR part. Because if you turned it to SDR or you watched it on anything that didn't have it,
yeah,
it was a lot more colorful.
really colorful. It was a fucking night and day difference.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened there, but on any TV with HDR, I think my parents are watching it in on the living room TV with HDR, and it also looked dim.
Yeah.
So whatever the fuck they did to that, it's... And well, then if you turn it SDR, it wasn't better. It was just more colorful. But then it looked like shit because some of the parts were really overblown.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there, but... Whatever cinematographer, color correction people, they fucked all of it up, yeah. In my opinion. Like, it agreed, was bad. Yeah. And it's a shame because the world is really colorful. And if we had that experience where I calibrate this TV on purpose for these kinds of things, and it looked like shit. So, I don't know. Like, it might throw some people off to see it.
Well, I remember when we were watching it at the beginning, it was like... Why the hell is the show so dark? Or why is it so dim? Everything's very muted.
Yeah.
And then we switched it. And even though the color still looked bad at points, it looked better because it looked closer. Because
you could see the colors.
Because it looked closer to what it should have been.
Yeah, because it looks really washed out if you have the HDR on.
It looks like almost like brownish.
Yeah. And then like the dark parts look like grayish.
Yeah.
Like whatever happened there. A complete miss.
Which, with the first couple episodes, there's so much nighttime shit that it's like, oh, it's...
You can hardly see the show.
Yeah, you can't see shit.
And then it's funny because I've turned on HDR on since and watched other things, and it does not look like that. So
it's just it's a specific show, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that just goes along with the weird shots on certain things.
Yeah, like what... I don't know
why. Let's just get someone better.
Let's hire better cinematographers.
Just get someone better to do this, yeah.
Because that's honestly what was missing from here. It's like that a lot of the awkward shit just came from like the way they shot it. A lot of the talking scenes.
Yeah.
Because the action scenes were done well enough where it was like they were doing like camera tricks and stuff so that they wouldn't have to use CG and shit like that, especially with like his moves, mm-hmm. where they would like cut it at a very specific point, and then you just see the aftermath of it, and it's like, okay. Action scenes are shot fine. Whoever was shooting those is good. But then there was the talking scene that it's like it'd either be super up close or it'd be like awkwardly like off center. And it was weird.
And those are all just choices of whoever.
Exactly. And it's like I didn't like that because I added to some of the awkwardness where it could have just not been there.
Yeah. No, I agree. There was a couple of shots that are like, ugh.
Yeah, it's just rough looking.
And I wonder, because in the manga they do close-ups of people like that. I wonder if they were going for that, but it just doesn't...
It was a little too close, and it had the weird, like, distortion looking.
Well, there's just things that don't translate.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the... medium. Again, it's the whole thing of, like, where was the line in terms of the adaptation? I think that's one of the things where they should have just kind of done their own thing.
Because I did notice they were trying to recreate a lot of panels. And now that I think about it, like, let's say the Gold Roger one, they did the fisheye lens, because that's a panel of his face. So I think they were recreating shots.
See, but that one I was okay with, because it's that one specific shot. They used that specific shot, like, a crap load throughout the show.
But I'm saying so does the manga, but that's something that doesn't translate.
I was going to say, but that's something that doesn't translate, and it doesn't need to be there.
Yeah. No, I agree, because it throws you off a little, and especially because it's not done for any particular purpose. Like, a lot of times,
it'll just be, like, mundane dialogue, and then it'll be, like, way too weird close. Shot. And it's like, did we need this? No.
They did get some of the shots from the manga, though, like, where they do recreate panels.
Well, I like the one where they're after he places the hat on Nami and he's walking with everyone.
Yep.
That was a good shot. And that, like they basically did that one for one.
But I'm saying I think in trying to do that, they overdid it in some parts.
Yeah, this you should use it for certain moments.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt very uneven. And then the color grading itself, it was driving me crazy.
Yeah.
Like we were halfway through the show and I was like, dude, what the fuck is going on with these colors? Like look bad.
Yeah, it's like I don't know what they did with this show in terms of like the encoding or something or the way it was shot. It was just a little awkward.
And it should be colorful as hell.
So, it should, yeah.
Yeah, I might launch it up one of these days again and just see if
And it looked colorful once we changed shit.
Yeah, but then it was too blown out. All so the, like, light stuff was too overblown because it needed the dynamic range, but the dynamic range
makes it look like garbage.
Yeah. So either way, there's a complete fail on the visual side. Maybe my settings are wrong, but I've watched a lot of things since in HDR
and, they've
looked fine. So yeah, that's a big one.
But yeah, those are
the technical
gripes. I would say those two are the biggest gripes I had with this show. The other ones, because the other ones I can live with in terms of, like, it doesn't affect the story too much. Obviously, it would have been nice to have those you still have in
to,
there.
You have to
but make But compromises decisions. Are compromises. It's fine. But no, those two are like, no, fix that shit for the second season, because what the hell?
Yeah. No, I agree.
In terms of negatives, though, that's all I had.
That's all I had. Fucking 30 minutes.
Well, it was the one specific thing.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, that's all I had. It's like, we just ranted about colors. I agree, though. There wasn't anything, like, major with the execution of it that was, like, overtly, like...
Most of the time, I found myself saying, oh, that is a good way to compromise.
Like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But also, I think it helps a lot that the expectation was just nothing.
Oh, yeah.
We had no expectation.
That second season's going to be a little harder for them.
People are going to judge it a little more because they're going to expect you to fix some of the things and also to come in with the heat.
And then you have to do Chopper. And
it's like, Chopper's going to be weird.
That's either you're going to do a CGI little animal that looks like kind of like a Sonic the Hedgehog style thing where it's like,
I've seen people do like Detective Pikachu. Like, it looks kind of like that.
I think that would look fine.
Yeah, but that's expensive.
I know. That's why. Like, I'm curious as to see what they go with. Because there was also some people that were like, it's going to be a human. And it's like, that would be awful.
They said it would be like a kid with like antlers. Like,
that would be fucking awful.
And then I've also seen like a real reindeer.
And it's like, please don't do that.
With the talking. And it's like, no. I think you have to CGI it.
And then everyone. I saw a couple people memeing and going like, oh, it's going to be a puppet. It's like, they would never do a fucking puppet.
Oh, a puppet would be cool, though.
A puppet would be cool, but I don't think they'd do that because it requires too much effort.
But so would the CG. Like, you're at a point where it's like, either make a really good puppet and kind of CG the things we need.
I would prefer the puppet.
I would,
because I like practical shit.
If you make them like those good puppets from like those,
like Jim Henson movies,
yeah, like, I don't see why not.
You could.
Yoda has looked his best when it's CG. I mean, CG.
Oh my god, I was about to say, what is wrong with you?
Put me away, it's been too long, it's hot in here. When he's a puppet and then they just CG certain things about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the mix you want to, because Chopper transforms.
Yeah.
So, it's not just one form, too. Like, they're going to have to, oh, and then when Frankie comes in, it's going to be something. We'll see if they even get to that. Or Vivi's duck. We still have to see that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one you could literally do like the sea serpent.
It's going to look weird, though. Well, the sea serpent looked bad.
Well, yeah.
It looked kind of rough.
It looked exactly like how it was supposed to, which is not good in terms of
It looked
of
like action. The cartoon one, too.
That's why it's like, weird.
It's like everything else looks real. And then
that one just looks like cartoony cartoon. Features. Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm.
Anything that came out of the sea, the fishmen and that. Anything looked that came cartoony. Out the sea. And it's like, what the fuck?
What if that's part of the lore? Everything it could that comes be. From the sea, it looks cartoony.
It could be a decision, but.
Can't wait for Jinbei.
Oh, man. Listen, I kind of wanted to succeed just so I could see the curse.
Just because I want to see Jinbei.
Yeah. Okay, so let's shift to things we liked, which we've kind of talked about as we've sprinkled through. Maybe things we missed, because we talked a lot about the casting we liked. Yeah. We've talked about things we liked throughout. Yeah, let's just wrap it up with general things we enjoyed. I think we're good. Over an hour at this point. But what'd you like the most, I guess?
What I liked the most was the streamlining of the story.
That was big.
I think there was a lot of good decisions in terms of where to cut corners, where to put things together, especially with Baratie. I think Baratie pulled a lot of fucking weight. In terms of, we're just going to put this shit together so that we can get to where we need to. Because Baratie before was like, it still has the Mihawk stuff and the Zoro stuff, which was originally in the manga. But now instead of getting Don Krieg, you get Arlong. That's a good change because it's like Don Krieg, you just fight there and then fucking disappears. Mm-hmm. But now it's like Arlong comes. He's looking for Nami. That makes sense. It's like you have to have the fight on the Baratier. You have it with Arlong instead of Don Krieg so you can move the story forward.
Yep.
There's still stakes there because obviously he's going to fight Luffy. He's going to kick Luffy's ass. That way he can be like, what the hell? You're taking Nami. And then she betrays them. So it's like you're moving the story forward with the same sort of beats that you would in the manga, but...
Well, we talked about it, right? It's the difference between a weekly serialized thing and something that just needs to be more to the point.
Yeah. Being able to condense it and plan it. Because I think that was the big... I think that Baratie was the one that, like, it really put shit, like, really compact together, but not in a way that felt, like, overblown or overstuffed. I felt like everything kind of built together well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like, I felt like there were changes that was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Or, like, it's moving the story forward. That's good. That's good. I like how they subverted. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love that they subverted the expectation with Nami, where you think she's going to leave on the boat.
Yeah, but she decides
and then to she stay. Does it. And then you're like, wait, then why is she... It's like, she's not leaving? And it's like, and that's when Arlong shows up. And it's like, that makes more sense. He dragged her away.
Yeah.
And that builds more of the camaraderie between her and the crew. Because it's like...
Yeah, and then her betrayal is like very obvious. Like, I'm trying to keep you safe. Like, I'm going to go.
Clearly, because she didn't leave on the boat, right? And it's like...
But even the way she's like, oh, like, basically telling like, you guys are dumb. I've always been with him, blah, blah, blah. Like, you could tell it's like her going like... Don't follow me. Like, I just need to go. So I agree. I thought they tied a lot of things in there.
Buggy was used as a plot point.
Yeah.
Because he kept moving the story forward as well.
He was the one guiding them, right? To tell them where to go.
Yeah. And then his body was at Arlong Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like that. I like the condensing of Syrup Village. Like we just talked about. That was
a very good change, yeah.
I like the introduction of Garp and Cody. Kobe. It makes more sense that way. Like, it just makes more sense that way. What they did to introduce them and show that Garp was going to train them and stuff. Like, it for the long haul, this will help because people will be more aware of what's going on later. And I think all the fixing of the retcons and just making them part of the original story, like the Conqueror's Haki,
mm-hmm.
that's what they show with Shanks. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't have any big complaints because what do you do? That was the big question, right? Like, what the fuck are you gonna do? Like, this story's so long and like
it's so long, it's so wacky, it's so
I think what it shows you is that it didn't need to be this long to begin with, which is a lot of people's arguments against One Piece.
Which it makes sense in the context of like, well, you could have just condensed that. It's like, well, he didn't even know what the fuck he was writing.
Right. When you're writing some shit week to week and you want to keep it going.
I would say no matter how much the meme goes where Oda had everything planned.
Absolutely.
He was writing week to week. Okay. Which makes sense why everything's so fucking long.
Yeah. And he's trying to keep his job.
And then, yeah, exactly. And he's like, well, if I keep making it longer. I'll be employed for longer.
Yeah, and now given the choice and the chance to condense it and tell one story set and the lore exists already, we saw what happened. He approved these changes. It wouldn't have released without him. They said he had ultimate control over if
and I would say they're good changes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, even he recognizes, okay, well...
He's like, we'll just get rid of these characters. They're not fucking useful.
Yeah, and he left all the important ones for the future. Like you said, Don Krieg is not gonna matter literally ever again.
Never comes out again.
He kept all the ones he needed to, and then he told the story pretty much more or less.
Yeah.
Some of the creative choices, like we said, we didn't necessarily agree with, but ultimately the story got told. You got the point that they were trying to say.
But our biggest gripes were just with the production aspect of it in terms of like the cinematography and shit like that, which if you hire better people for those jobs,
they get fixed.
That shit goes away.
Yeah, and I would probably more budget. I know it had a high budget.
I was going to say, this had a pretty high budget. So I don't know if they're going to go same budget or if they're going to increase it. I don't know what their fucking metric is for that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think they'll be all right.
The next section would be what? Alabasta?
Alabasta, probably the whole thing, right?
I would imagine one season. So.
Well, because they're going to introduce Baroque Works.
They already did.
But I'm saying they're going to do Baroque Works and then Alabasta, right? It has to end at the end of Alabasta, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a good season because you ended on Alabasta.
And then if you're starting with Baroque Works, they directly relate to Alabasta.
And they even mentioned that already, so that way it's not a...
And Alabasta's a natural end to a season like that.
And then it's got to end with the...
With the arms up. Yep. Yeah, I think
that's... It's already there.
It's all there. It's all there.
Well, we got to meet Chopper somehow. They'll probably condense that.
Well, maybe they get more episodes, too. If you get 10 episodes instead of 8, that changes the whole thing.
Maybe 2 for Chopper, mm-hmm. and then the rest for Alabasta. I could see that.
Because Alabasta is kind of long, right?
It's very long. Because you have to have the Baroque Works stuff before where you meet her, where you meet Vivi and the duck. Karu?
Yeah, Karu.
Okay. You do that, then you actually have to go to Alabasta. You fight Crocodile Ones. Then there's a whole Civil War thing going on.
But yeah, don't spoil it for anyone who might be listening that might care.
If they made it this far, then...
Oh, we don't know. So, Alabasta is probably going to be where it goes next. But do we have any last second ones? Things we liked?
No, I think we got it all out.
We didn't talk at all about Arlong or the Fishmen. In general,
it was
It was very
The look was The fight was
The last fight?
Yeah, it was very
Yeah.
The CGI did kind of look bad in that one.
Yeah.
Because they did that weird shot where he's like doing the Gatling.
And there's no hiding anything.
But like, Arlong is just kind of like... They tried to do the thing where they're like standing in place but like getting hit. And that just doesn't work. And unless it's an animation or drawing.
Yeah.
So it just looks awkward.
He still knocked down the building.
He did the fucking, was it the leg thing?
Yeah.
The axe.
That still happens. Yeah.
You got all the beats in. It was just a little...
Arlong Park was also kind of weird. It was like a party. They played it like a party.
Well, it was like a theme park?
It looked almost like that. It looked like a carnival.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and he was throwing a party, blah, blah, blah. Usually in... Well, in the manga and the anime, that's the lair to their crime syndicate, essentially.
Well, they have the pool, but that's about it. And then it's the building.
Right. But it looked like a resort, almost. Like the pool area.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it might have
been. I was going to say a resort might actually be the...
It might have been.
Yeah, it might have been.
So...
Because it did kind of have that look.
It did. It looked like a pool from, like, a hotel.
Which reminds me, the fight outside was fine with Sanji and Zoro. And then the Usopp stuff was good. Because I think they did that. They translated that pretty well, where it's like he just keeps running until he takes advantage.
Yeah.
I even had the ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked everything there, but Luffy's fight was kind of whack.
Yeah. And then also, like, not a lot of time passed for us, so he just got his ass whooped, and now he's just stronger than Arlong. That was kind of weird, too.
Yeah.
I know there was a different stage.
I was going to say, because I think in the original, they don't fight, right?
No.
Until literally...
And then they missed the whole part where he puts Luffy underwater and they're holding his head up
so
they could try to free him.
That one I understand cutting, but...
Yeah, but that's a lot of the tension of that fight. Like, here he just kind of shows up and he's like, well, I'm mad at you,
so I'm gonna beat you up. Yeah, and Sanji's just trying to keep him alive.
Yeah, and it shows that Sanji, like, that's kind of Sanji's moment where he's like, I'm in, like, right? Like, we're...
Yeah, he dives in to save Luffy and stuff.
So you don't have any of that, and then the fight just kind of happens, and it's like... You have the map room, they do all that, but it just doesn't feel as
grand.
They don't build the suspense, or it's not as grand, because when Luffy comes back from that, you're like, oh, shit, okay. Like, he's going to beat his ass. And it's like, I understand. I know why you have to cut things, but that arc got a little...
It got a little fucked.
It got a little fucked, yeah.
Like, it probably should have got more than 2 episodes.
It should have got 3.
Yeah,
and I think probably would have fleshed it out
with
more.
One more, it's like you have more Sanji fighting because he wasn't as established as everyone else at that point.
Yeah.
And then you can probably like space out the moments a little more.
And you could probably do the town.
Yeah, you could add the town stuff. And it's like if it was one more episode, it would have added a lot to it. Yeah. I understand why they did it the way they did to condense it because it's still so much fucking material, but... Yeah, that one extra episode could add a lot.
But I think the overarching thing is that with what they had and probably everything to lose, they churned out a good TV show.
Yeah, like, I would say it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
I think it's not bad.
No.
But if you know One Piece, it's not the best thing ever. Like, don't get me wrong.
I've seen bad. Cowboy Bebop is fucking
We've seen really
awful.
Bad where we can't even get through it.
Yeah.
The show was good. The characters were good. The stories came
faithful.
Across. It wasn't cynical about the...
No, there was a legit attempt and love for the material that came across in the show, which I think the review thing on Rotten Tomatoes says, it has a heart.
It does. It does have
the
heart.
It very much has the heart of what One Piece is, and I think it comes across really fucking
And it
well.
Doesn't do everything perfect, but that's forgivable when you see that the attempt is being made. Yeah. Right? There was so many circumstances that could have just tanked the show, but everyone who showed up to make it showed up. Yep. It got made. Oda approved, which means that, I was reading that
he
did
a lot
of corrections. Yeah. He was like, absolutely not. Which is good. Like, ultimately, you have the creator available to you to kind of guide it a little more.
Yeah.
So, I thought that it was a good attempt. It established a new little standard for live action anime, which, again, might not be the highest standard, but it raised the fucking bar.
It's way higher than it was before. I think before this, maybe the highest it got was like...
People tell me the Rurouni Kenshin live action was pretty good.
I haven't seen.
But okay. Isn't... That's just samurais, isn't it?
I was going to say...
So it's like... Well, I'd hope so.
Please don't fuck it up too bad.
Yeah.
I think there's a Yu Yu Hakusho coming out.
Yeah, there's a JoJo one. There's a bunch of Japanese ones. There's a Bleach one that was done in Japan.
Oh, that yeah.
It's just hard to translate, but I think it'll be like comic books where it was impossible until it just wasn't anymore.
Yeah, except where now it's impossible again,
I guess. Now it's impossible again, but I think this show is going to do all right. I mean, it did incredible, but I'm saying I think when it comes back, like I think people will watch it again.
I think people will watch it again. Now, and whether it'll be received as positively as this one, that's up in the air.
That's up to them to make a good show.
Yeah.
So, in general, I think I enjoyed my time. I walked in ready to hate it. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, fuck, I got to watch this shit.
That was very clear.
And I think by like the third or fourth episode, I was like, dude, I'm enjoying this.
You're like, I'm in?
I'm in. Like, it's good. It's good enough. It's like. Good. And it's something that I had just read in the manga, so I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you're literally watching it now get in real life, and it's like, okay, that's like, it's fine. There's way worse things, and there's also way better things, in my opinion.
I was gonna say, maybe not in live action.
No, anime, but TV shows. There's way better TV shows, but it's the first decent one. It sounds so bad. I was like,
It's good.
It's fine. Yeah. Do you have any last second words? I think that's all I have.
Nah, like, that's I definitely already.
It's an enjoyable show. If you made it this far, I commend you because I wouldn't make it this far.
You could have just gone to watch the show instead of
at this point. You could have been halfway through the second episode.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's good. The structure just kind of went out the door, but I think we got to the end. Which is what matters.
We said all we really wanted to say.
Yes. And that's what matters. So if there's ever a season two, we'll probably do a just hanging on it, but that'll be like
what is
years
fucking
out.
3 years?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, bye.
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 One Piece is real.
The One Piece is real.